God does bless us, those of us that are His godly children. He promises to satisfy us with good things to eat. And He says you will never beg bread. So all you got to do is be obedient to the Word and believe Him. And He will do that. Just like the other day, I stopped down at a restaurant down in Dallas. And there was two men walked up to me and wanted some money to buy something to eat. They looked like they were plenty healthy. They were, both of them were overweight. And I said, "So you guys are hungry?" One of them said, "Yeah, I hadn't had anything to eat in 2 days." I said, "Well," I said, "where do you go to church?" "Well," he said, "I go to church up at a certain place." I said, "You go every Sunday?" He said, "Yes." I looked him right in the eye and I said, "I really don't think you're telling me the truth." I said, "If you really know God and you go to church every Sunday, I don't believe you'll be standing on the street begging because the Word says you won't." I said, "I don't believe you're serving the Lord." I said, "I don't believe you're telling me the truth." But I gave him 10 bucks anyway, you know. I said, "This is from Jesus. I have learned to do this." I said, "If you're telling me the truth and you are a Christian, take this and be blessed. If you're lying to me, you're going to be cursed." See, Paul spoke a curse on everybody in the Bible. Paul said, "If you don't love Jesus, you're cursed." I mean, Paul spoke that on everybody. In 1 Corinthians, if you don't love Jesus, you're accursed. Well, that's just the way life is. You're going to be cursed if you don't know Jesus. You're going to be blessed if you do know Him and serve Him. And, of course, He's got to know you too. You know, and that's unfortunate. A lot of the times we don't. But the godly eat to their heart's content, but the belly of the wicked goes hungry. Now then, I think this deal Dave was reading to me earlier tonight, I think he said in the Tarrant County alone, there's 75,000 children go to bed hungry every night. 75,000. And the numbers are growing. So what is that, according to this book, what does that tell you?
A lot of people
aren't godly. That's exactly right. Yeah, I can tell you for sure the homes of men that are walking in obedience to God's Word, men of integrity, their children are not going to bed hungry at night. If they're serving the living God, they're in the book, they're walking in integrity, there are men that read this book and pray over this book on a regular basis, they are not going to bed hungry, and their children are not going to bed hungry. Their needs are being met because it promises there. But the belly of the wicked goes hungry. And of course, when you listen to that teaching that Dave made about me wicked, we don't see where we as Christians could possibly be wicked. But we can be. When we step out of an obedient walk with God, He sees us as wicked. And that's the part we miss. I couldn't possibly see myself as wicked. But God can. You know, and all I got to do is just step out of that love walk and He sees me as wicked. It's kind of scary when you think about how easy it is to step out of that love walk. It's really easy. Let's go to chapter 14, Dave. Here's a good one. A wise woman. Now, how many of you women want to be wise? Okay, listen to what the Lord says. A wise woman builds her house. A wise woman builds her house. A foolish woman tears her house down with her own hands. How many people do you know in your life that some of them are even still living together, but they're not happy? They're not happy at all. And the reason they're not happy is because the woman is not submitting to the husband. She's not letting him be the spiritual authority. She's ruling the roost or running things herself. And if you find a home like that, you're going to find a home where there's no happiness. It's just not there. Because that wasn't the way God planned it. You know. But so many women will not listen to their husbands. They won't do what he says. You know, I mean, they try to make a decision or they talk about it. And he said, "Well, I think we're going to do it this way." And no, she don't want to do it that way. So she argues and she's argumentative about it and won't listen. And so he just finally stops talking to her. And then she wonders why that next week, when it's time for him to come home for supper, he's not there. He waits till 10 o'clock to come home because he don't want to hear this nagging woman through supper and on into the evening. So he just stays at work. Why don't you ever come home? Well, I got to work late. Does he still love his wife? Sure. This woman is tearing her house down, and she wonders why her husband is never there. Because she's not submitting to her husband and letting him be in control of the household. But a wise woman builds her house. In fact, have any of you ever read the book, How to Be the Wife of a Happy Husband? Years ago, when I was down at one of the Christian bookstores, I saw that book on the shelf. How to Be the Wife of a Happy Husband. So I went over and I picked that up, read a couple of pages in it, and I thought, well, okay, I'll take this with me. And I bought three or four books that day. And that's back in the years when I used to take time to read other people's books. And now then, I don't do that anymore. I don't have time for other books. I just read the book. But when I went to check out, the lady asked me, she said, sir, could I ask you a question? I said, sure, ma'am. She said, why would you as a man want to read a book that a woman wrote that says how to be the wife of a happy husband? I said, that's exactly the reason I want to read it, because I am a man and I am a husband, and I want to find out if this woman knows what she's talking about. I said, because I know what it takes to make a man happy, because I am one. And I said, I'm going to find out if this woman knows what she's talking about. And so I read this book, and this woman started out. Her and her husband were having all these problems. And he was one of those kind of guys. He wouldn't come home at night. He stayed at work. He did all kinds of things. And the more he did that, the more she nagged at him. And the longer he stayed at work. Finally, one day she went to the Lord and said, Lord, you got to change my husband. And she started complaining to the Lord. And Lord, you got to change my husband. And finally the Lord spoke to her and said, your husband is not the problem. You are. Well, now, she didn't want to hear that, even from God. And she said, well, Lord, what did I do wrong? He said, I told you everything to do in my word. Now, you get in it and you research it, and I'll show you as you get in the word, I'll show you where you've missed it as a wife and a woman. And so she began to study the word. He's not going to just tell her. He's going to let her dig it out. Well, she did. She dug it out, and she started doing what the Lord told her to do in the Word, and her husband totally changed. I mean, when she started being that sweet, nice woman at home, and she wasn't nagging anymore, he started coming home earlier and earlier. He'd come home for dinner, and she thought, wow, this is really working. You know, I want to spend time with my husband. All I got to do is be sweet and nice to him, and he comes home. And he did. And of course, that marriage turned out to be a great marriage, and she learned how to be the wife of a happy husband. And when I read that book, I thought, you know, this woman, she's got it together. Because it made her husband happy, and what she did, if my wife had done those same things, she would have made me happy. You know, so I thought, hey, this works. Because where did she get her answers? Out of God's Word. And men are just made a certain way, and women are made a certain way. But God, the thing that so many women fail to realize, God made you, ladies, for a man. And He didn't make the man for you. He made you for the man. That's what He said. And so your goal in life is to make him happy. And if you do, guess what? You'll be blessed and you'll have a happy life. Because your husband will love you, and he'll give you good things. Now, many men are different. You know, I mean, here a while back they were talking about the kinds of men that they are. And one of those men was a command man. And whenever Ayesha was reading this book about the visionary and the command man, and I forgot what the other one was. Which one? Steady man. Yeah, those were the three types of men. And Ayesha, immediately when she read that book, I come into breakfast one morning and she said, I know what kind of man you are. I said, what's that? She said, you're a command man. I thought, well, I didn't have a clue what that meant. She said, your wife has a real chore ahead of her. But says the book says, if she can make you happy, she'll be wonderfully happy. But you will be very hard to make happy because you're a command man. Well, I thought, well, okay. I didn't realize there was command men, steady men, and visionary men. But now then that they discussed it with me, I thought, you know, there are those kinds of men. They really are. And each one of us is a little bit different. But the woman, if you get those one of those three kinds of men, you know, you better hope, you know, that you learn which kind he is. Because if you don't ever learn which kind he is, chances of you being happy is going to be very remote. So you have to learn which kind you have. But a wise woman builds her house, and a foolish woman tears hers down with her own hands. And that's what they do. Now, those who follow the right path fear the Lord. Now, I don't know about you, but I am afraid of God. Aren't you? Yeah, I have a real great reverent fear for the King. I mean, I realize all he's got to do, Lance, is say, son, that's your last time. Bam. And guess what? It's over. I can't go to a higher court, can I? I'm taking this to a higher court. Nope, there ain't no higher court. And I think about what he says to them that commit the sin unto death. Which means there is a sin unto death. I mean, we go back and look in the New Testament, and this fear, how God put this fear in the church, was over money. You know, I think about Ananias and Sapphira. You know, the church was selling their items and giving to those in need. Now, it was a voluntary deal. They didn't have to. But Ananias and Sapphira, they sold what they had and then brought the money to the church and to give it to Peter, and they lied. You know, they made up as a couple, just like you two are sitting there, Patty. You say, okay, we're going to sell this piece of land, and we're going to sell it for $500, but we're going to tell Peter that we got $300 for it, and we're going to give it all to the church. And that'll make us really look good.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.